a gorgeous night. Where are the coconuts? I want to see all the coconuts out here. Raise your hands. You came from many places. We thank you for being here tonight. I'm excited too. I'm Lexi Young with 102.3 The Bug, Everything Retro. We play a lot of the music, and what great music it is. Let's just enjoy some memories here. Also a sponsor, not only The Bug, but Horicon Bank and Heidel House Resort and Spa, excuse me. So we thank all the sponsors. Let's give a big thanks to our sponsors. Let's enjoy some great memories and evening with Poco.
Got the mando going? Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. This is one of our favorite places to play. You got your mando? All right, what do you say? I feel fired up.
Gonna make a little noise. Turn up the heat, get up on your feet and get all fired up. All fired up. Kick up your heels. Don't you love how it feels? Let's do it all again like we did back when we were all fired up. Grab the music, grab the mandolin. Get ready, those boys are digging in. A kicking, kicking, a thumping bass. Come on and let it rip, 'cause we're all fired up.
Should be out in the summer of 2012. Do you believe it's 2012? Boy, you guys are all moving. But it is, it's really great. This is one of our favorite places to be and to play, and the sound is so good here for us, and I hope it's good out there in front. I know it does a great job up there. So, It's going to be an evening of, because I'm going to tell a lot of stories and they're going to be all true, cross my heart. And we're going to do a lot of music. We're going to do songs, you know, by everybody from Jimmy Messina and Timothy and Paulie, all the great guys who have been in Pogo over the years. And I'm going to tell really naughty stories too, so. And they're all true. This is a song that was on our Legacy album, which was our second gold record. And this song was a top 20 hit. And we actually, it was a video on MTV. I actually sang this song on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Am I aging myself? Thank you. Thank you. There's going to be a lot of instrument switching tonight. It's a bitch being old. At least it's not like a heavy metal band where you'd have to like jump around, you know. Thank God it's like an old people's band, you know.
You planned ahead when you wrote the song. Yeah.
Well, like I said, the first song we did, All Fired Up, is the title tune to the new CD that will be out the summer of 2012. You know, we started our band in 1968. And, We played clubs, primarily the Troubadour around Los Angeles. And at the time, Robert Hilburn, who was this famous LA music critic, came to one of the shows and he said that Poco was going to be the next big thing. And Don Henley said, oh yeah? and we actually, on Picking Up the Pieces, our first album, Rolling Stone gave us their very first perfect review, 5-star review. Yeah. And Don Henley said, oh yeah? Like I said, we're going to do songs from, you know, our favorite songs, and hopefully yours too, from the past 44 years, and from all the different guys. You know, reviewers ask me, there's a guy here, Aaron's here somewhere, who I interviewed. There he is, right there. I interviewed with before this show. A lot of times, I think Aaron asked, how is it that Poco's been around as long as they have and been able to survive? And food stamps is what I usually say. No. There are three reasons, and the first reason is you guys. I mean, you know, if it weren't for you, we couldn't be here, wouldn't be here, and so we really appreciate that, you know, the effort that you make to come see us whenever we're around. The second thing is the music. You know, over the years, I think that the guys have, you know, that have been in Poco have written such great songs that still sound great and last and live. And the third thing is that over the years, we've always had great musicians. I think that's obvious, great musicians in Poco. And this year is no exception. Well, maybe a little exception. On bass over here, I want to introduce you to Jack Sundry. He's been with us since 1985. Bass and guitar. And lead vocals. And over here, he was born in 1985. our youth movement, Mr. Michael Webb. We're very fortunate to have him. And how many other bands have, besides Lawrence Welk, have an accordion in there? So we are available for bar mitzvahs. Just keep this in mind. Birthday parties. Jack had weddings. Jack has a pony we can bring. So.
And the only person in the world who has been to every Poco show ever, our founding father, great songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, all-around good egg. Ladies and gentlemen, Rusty Young.
Here's a Paul Cotton song that was written about in New Orleans. So we're going to do it Cajun style.
There's a full moon inside.
like she used to do. She's so full of surprises. She reminds me of you. In the heart of the night. In the heart of the night. In the heart of the night. Down in New Orleans. There's a nightbird singing right on through till the dawn, and the streets are still ringing with people carrying on. It's been so long waiting just to be here again. Anticipating all of the time I could spend in the heart of the night, in the heart of the night, in the heart of the trust in your love, never fall down. Oh, I trust in your love, just like I do in this town. Never fall down. Never fall.
I guess I got a little ahead of myself. I was thinking of that hilarious joke Jack's going to tell later.
You should drive in a car with him for like 4 or 5 hours. I'm going to do a song by Timothy B. Schmidt. This was back when he was Timmy Schmidt, was when we recorded this. A lot of great Timothy B songs, but this is one of my favorite. I love singing this song. day flies when you're high. Makes you feel you're so together and don't know why. Such a difference from days gone by. Am I in the wrong key? I had a feeling when he moved, he was warning Jack that I'm in the wrong key.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
That could be.
Wrong key.
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
We're coming up with a plan.
We should just let Jack come in.
this happened one time. When we did the reunion album, the Legacy album, we had this, you know, we were on this show with Richard Marx, who was like the hottest thing on the planet at the time. We were the opening act. We had the same manager. And all the people from RCA, all the record, it was the very first show we were doing with them. The first big Poco show with, you know, the original band, Randy Meisner and everybody. And Jack was there, too. And so we're doing this big, important show, and all the executives are there, and the album's coming out, and this is and the first song was Good Feeling to Know, and Richie put his capo on the wrong fret. And so, you know, you hit that first note, when I, and they're like, we were in three different keys at the same time. And you could see the record company execs just going, oh no, what are we? And poor Jimmy, he never really got that song, and he had a hard time playing the solo in it when it was in the right key. When it came around for his solo, my heart was beating so fast for him. I felt so bad. And he played the solo really wrong. And you could hear 10,000 people. When he hit the beginning of his solo, 10,000 people, I've never heard this before, 10,000 people went, it was amazing. So this isn't quite as bad, but you want to go, ain't it funny how a good day flies when you're high? Makes you feel you're so together and don't know why. Such a difference from days gone by, and I wish it could go on forever. Now all I really want to see is you in the night. Give me something to believe in. Drive the devil right from my sight, and I wish it could go on forever. But I know I'm really not that clever. Oh, I could follow you here, I could follow you there, but what good would it do in the meantime? If I said that I loved you, would it really? Guess we'll find out in time. Patience is the key while you're waiting in line. Find out in time. You can bet your last time we're gonna find out what we need in time. Oh my
find out what we need in time. We're gonna find.
find out what we need in time.
Never done this song. We actually had a song in and I keep seeing it on and I make 10 cents every time they play Fast Times at Ridgemont High on TV. Big 10 cents. But we have a song and it's if you blink you miss it. It's actually the first song in the movie when they're going showing the shot going into the shopping mall. They play this song and it's kind of odd because it's my second song in a movie. The first one was like back in 1966, and it was a movie called Psych Out. And they actually, they wanted Jimi Hendrix to, they wanted to use Purple Haze in the movie. And in a fit of good taste, he wouldn't let them. So, so they called me. And I would do anything, so. I actually played Purple Haze backwards on my steel guitar, and it's in this movie called Psych Out. Now, it's a movie, and they said, our whole band went to the premiere in Denver when they played it, and we were the only ones there. There were four of us when they premiered the movie. And they said, well, this movie's, it's a movie about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and it's starring a brand new, it's a first starring role for this new young guy, and we think he's really going to go someplace. And his name was Jack Nicholson. As a hippie, it was really a great movie. So the next time, like 10 years later, to 14 years later, I got a call, and they said, well, we're doing this movie, it's about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and you must be the guy, so. And it's starring a new, you know, young kid that we think is really gonna be a big star, and his name is Sean Penn, so. It's weird, so if there's another movie comes out about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, so. But anyway, I'm just going to play a little bit of it. It's really kind of...
If I had one wish that could come true, I'd tell you just exactly what I'd do. I'd hold you in these loving arms of mine and rock you till we both lose track. Of time.
It goes to the four.
Well, now that I have come right out and said it straight to you, won't you tell me that you're feeling just the way I do? I'll leave it up.
Next time you're watching the movie, and I know you will, just look for that.
My porno song. Thank you.
for. We're going to do a song that we recorded back when Jimmy Messina was in Poco. This is there, he only recorded a couple songs in Poco, and this is one of them that... You better think twice about leaving me behind. Make up your mind about what you're going to do.
You know it easy when your love hurts night and day. Oh, how you please when you hear me call your name breathlessly. I wait the moment to surround you. Do not fear the song that makes you sing. It'll offer you wings to fly away. But do not forget to land if you can't stay. You better think twice about leaving me behind. Take my advice.
I've forgotten the words now. Better think twice.
In time, you know my melody will haunt you. Your words can make it rhyme so easily. It ain't no sin when love is real. So come on and let me know just how you feel. Twice about leaving me behind. Make up your mind about what you're gonna do. You know it ain't easy when your love hurts night and day. Oh, how you bleed when you hear me call your name.
Thank you. song from 1976. Shadows touch the sand and look to see who's standing. Waiting at her window, she's watching, will they ever show?
Can you hear them calling? You know they have fallen on. Campfire's cold and dark, and never seen a spark burn by. Oh, a long road on, rose of Cimarron, dust to days are gone, rose.
Them home, echo names they know. 4 days high and lonely, she's coming to you only.
You're the one they turn to, the only one they knew. Do all the best to be around when the chips were down. Roll along, roll on, rose and Cimarron, dust to days are gone. Days are gone, roads are Cimarron. Yours belong, following the dawn.
Eat your heart out, Willie Nelson.
Wrapped up in a song, my rose
refrain. July leaves are dancing, early morning rain. Your hair beside me, right where you belong. Nothing in the world can break a love that is so strong. There may be some stormy days standing in our way. Baby, please have faith in me. Believe me when I say, a little rain don't bother me. A little rain won't bother me. Close out on the clothesline, hanging in the rain, waiting for the sunshine to come their way again. Well, I could tell you dark clouds will never come our way, but I know you and you wouldn't buy a single word I say. There may be some stormy days standing in our way, but baby, please have faith in me. Believe me when I say, a little rain don't bother me. A little rain won't bother me, no. A little rain don't bother me. Thunder fades into a sigh, and every drop of rain falls, gets a chance to fly. There may be some stormy days standing in our way. Baby, please have faith in me. Believe me when I say, a little rain don't bother me. Rain don't bother me. Rain won't bother me.
I guarantee you.
A little rain won't bother me. A little rain won't bother me. A little rain won't bother me.
All right, Michael, play some more for me.
Rain, let it, woo!
guessing that some of you here tonight grew up in a small town, is that right?
No.
I grew up in a small town in Minnesota. Yeah, yeah. Our cheese isn't quite as good, but I think we have more lakes. Oh, yeah. Oh, heck yeah. My hometown is Oakley, Minnesota, population 500 people. And I remember, I was just thinking about it backstage. I was thinking, the thing to do on a Saturday night in my hometown was to drive down Main Street until you got to the elevator, and then you'd do a U-turn, and you'd turn around, and you'd go until you got to LeJean's place, which was about a total of maybe 5 blocks, and then you'd turn around. And that's what you would do on a Saturday night. Go up and down, up and down. Yeah, cruising for chick. There was only one. Anyway, it was a little farm town, much like your town here, much like Green Lake. And the farmers were the mainstay of the town. They kind of kept the town going. And of course, as time has gone on, the family farm has kind of dwindled a lot. And where there used to be a family farm on every, you know, quarter section or whatever, now there's, each farm takes up thousands of acres and it's agribusiness, I guess. But this is a song about them old days. There goes Bobby Ray Jr. He's pulling out of town. He's got his family in a U-Haul. They're all Sunbelt bound. Another farm abandoned. They gave the land back to the wind. The price of fuel went up. Corn went down, and I don't think we'll be seeing Bobby again. It's a hard country. Last year the fields were all too wet to plow. Hard country. And this year they say that it looks like a drought, but I can't leave. My roots go deep in this hard country. I've got a friend, got a job in the city, installing burglar alarms. He says he's making real good money, but I can tell he misses the farm. He calls to ask how the crops are doing. I say we could use some rain. He says his life is moving kind of fast, and I tell him out here things are always the same. It's a hard country. Last year the fields were all too wet to plow. Hard country. And this year they say that it looks like a drought, but I can't leave. My roots go deep in this hard. Now the snow piles up in the winter, and the bugs come out in June. But somehow it's all worth it when I see that harvest moon. Thank you.
it's a hard country. Last year the fields were all too wet to plow. Hard country. And this year they say that it looks like a drought, but I can't leave. My roots go deep in the soil. It's a hard country. Thank you.
very much. We're going to take a 15-minute break, potty break, and then we're going to come back and for you steel guitar fans, we're going to start off with a bunch of steel guitar stuff, and so we'll see you in 15 minutes, all right?